Cardinals. Concern about the cargo on the ship that brought down the bridge in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That ship's still grounded near the wreckage of the bridge you collided with.
There's about 4,700 containers on there. 56 were holding hazardous materials. And in that NTSB press conference we learned last night, some have leaked.
Now, Fox's Griff Jenkins is near the bridge in Baltimore the morning after divers recovered two bodies in a submerged truck. Four other construction workers remain missing and presumed dead, but they won't search today.
Because they believe that the wreckage underneath the water is so hazardous towards the divers, they're going to move to the salvage effort to start trying to get cranes out here.
Iran-backed militants have again targeted an American warship in the Red Sea.
U.S. Central Command says it successfully destroyed four long-range attack drones in self-defense. The Houthis have waged a months-long campaign, first against commercial ships they said had links to Israel, then against the military alliance out there to stop them.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump's lawyers will go to court in Georgia this morning trying to get the state's election interference case dismissed, claiming it's criminalizing his free speech rights. Meanwhile, Ashley Merchant, a lawyer for a Trump co-defendant, tells Fox they'll also try to get the judge to remove DA Fannie Willis over a romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired.
We're going to be arguing that his decision actually should have gone farther, and it should have actually disqualified her.
The judge allowed Willis to stay on the case because Nathan Wade resigned. The former president won't be in court there. He'll instead be in New York to attend the wake of a New York City police officer shot and killed at a traffic stop Monday. President Biden will attend a fundraiser in New York City with former presidents Obama and Clinton. And in a new Fox News poll,
26% of voters say the economy is good. 38% don't like how President Biden is handling it. Looking at the presidential race head-to-head, former President Trump has an edge over President Biden, 50-45%.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
A man who was almost vice president has died. Joe Lieberman was also a senator and also once ran for president.
Joe Lieberman was a U.S. senator from Connecticut from 1989 to 2013, but he may have been best known as former Vice President Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election when he blasted the GOP at the Democratic Party's nominating convention.
We Democrats will expand the prosperity. They will squander it.
He eventually broke from the Democratic Party, serving his final term in the Senate as an independent. Last year, Lieberman joined a third party, the No Labels Party, calling for common sense and an end to extremism. Lieberman's family says he died after suffering complications from a fall. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Days after the federal raids at the homes of rapper and music producer Sean Diddy Combs, that his lawyer called a witch hunt, an arrest.
It's 25-year-old Brendan Paul. He now faces drug charges after police found him to be in possession of cocaine and suspected marijuana-laced candy. Paul is described in a civil lawsuit accusing the rap mogul of sex trafficking as Diddy's drug and gun mule, and according to the Miami Herald, was arrested on the plane linked to Diddy by Homeland Security agents. An official with the Miami-based DHS says, "We are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. This is not random. Victims may be reluctant to speak at first, but once they start talking, they talk a lot."
That's Fox's Shanley Painter. It is sentencing day in New York for Sam Bankman-Fried. He could get decades in prison after being convicted of wire fraud and other counts of conspiracy in the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly after yesterday's big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State's treasurer has thrown his support behind a plan to let parents roll unused money from their children's college funds into a Roth IRA. He says it's now possible thanks to changes in federal law, but that state law needs to be changed before Illinois families can take advantage of it. Currently, legislation to change the law advancing through the assembly. One in three U.S. bridges in need of repair or replacement, according to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, including 29% of interstate bridges. The cost to make these repairs is estimated to be in the excess of $54 billion. Stacker investigated which counties in Illinois have the most bridges in dire need of repair using data from the Federal Highway Administration. A watch party at State Farm Center in Champaign Plant today for the Illinois basketball doubleheader. Both NCAA tournament games for the Fighting Illini men's and women's teams shown on the video board at the center. Gates open at 6 tonight. Admission's free. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And good Thursday morning. We'll be here tomorrow, probably tired. Illinois plays tonight. If it goes well, it'll be 9:09. Connecticut game goes long.
That's true.
It'll be 10:30 Eastern time, so whatever.
Playing
it's okay.
San Diego State.
It's Thursday, and most of the children are out of school anyway.
Right, with Good Friday.
And we're learning all that. Mr. Greg Solier. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they work every day to improve the health of community members across the region. If you're looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
All right, Mr. Greg Sawyer, meteorologist. Nice and cool. A little frost on the pumpkin this morning. But
That's the story this morning. And maybe kind of roughly north of the Bloomington, Normal, Paxton line, and maybe over towards Milford. Northward, some clouds and even a couple of radar returns of sprinkles and snowflakes there on northward towards the Kankakee. A little warm front coming through the area. We'll get a nice recovery on lesser wind today, more of the way of sun, and temperatures with the higher sun angle will certainly respond accordingly both today and tomorrow on Good Friday. And we're going to be a little damp and wet around the edges, so maybe the plastic liner over the Easter bonnet, perhaps. We think, though, Easter Sunday, the better chances of rain are in the afternoon hours as opposed to the morning hours. It'll see temperatures early to mid-morning somewhere between 45 and 50 for those sunrise services on Easter Sunday. Big rain system early next week, and then seeing a transition into more milder, warmer, drier weather and wind, too, that we'll need later next week with outdoor work, maybe a little early season field work in mind. 27 at Willard and Savoy. Later on today, we'll top out this afternoon, 57, with a mostly sunny sky. Again, a few sprinkles and snowflakes in those Ford and Iroquois counties on northward here for the next few hours. Down to 37 tonight, partly sunny, milder tomorrow. Good Friday high at 67. We'll tickle 70 on Saturday. Shower chance early, a little bit better odds, but nothing widespread in the afternoon hours. Slightly better odds Sunday afternoon, and Easter Sunday has 64, back up to 68 with showers and thunderstorms. Monday, they'll move out early Tuesday at 57, 50s Wednesday, and back in the 60s, maybe climbing close to 70 for late next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting and Meteorologist, Greg Solgay.
All right, partner, thanks so much. Off and running here on this Thursday. This is March 28th. Illinois plays basketball tonight. This has been a heck of a year, and I think we don't want it to end, and we want it to keep going because we like this team.
We do.
Third winningest season of all time in Illinois history right now.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Christian, my son.
Okay.
And he thought, we're at the floor. We lose tonight, bummer.
Yeah.
But good season.
Yeah.
I mean, we got through the critical first weekend. We had to do that. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
If you win tonight, then you're starting to talk about one of the greatest seasons we've ever had.
That's right.
Getting to the Elite Eight last time we were here, Bill Self. That was the Arizona game where I think Arizona shot 54 free throws to go to the Final Four.
Wow.
54. Everybody fouled out on our team.
That's crazy.
It's like, ease up on the whistle, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been letting people play in this tournament. It's just, these little nuances of, oh, two fouls already on Terrence, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be really bad.
Yep.
And listen, we've got, we're at a point that you're going, well, yeah, I feel like Eeyore. Oh, we'll never do this. Well, Brad has talked about his culture. Can we break through and become that? The team that the Duke, the North Carolina, we're one of the top basketball programs of the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
We are.
Uh-huh.
But can we break through and be more regular in the circle of the Gonzagas that are regular every year in the Sweet 16?
Right.
So anyway, we'll see. But again, I'm apprehensive. Iowa does it's going right at our weakness, and that is five power forwards, no Trent Frazier, no Ile Dosunmu to get the ball to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key to the game, as far as I'm concerned. Can we control and hold on and not lose the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Can they take my ball? If Iowa State can't take my ball and make a few dunks on fast breaks, Iowa State might be in trouble. If they can take my ball and make dunks, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to fall behind on the number one defensive team in America either. You don't want to get down like we've been getting down in the Big Ten tournament and first 9 points of Morehead State. Played outstanding second half. Morehead State played outstanding the whole game with Duquesne. But this is a different level team now. I think Houston's real good, and this team beat Houston twice.
Right.
So it's an outstanding basketball team. What they'll do is they play with this. Ah!
Right.
Like screaming. And then they'll trap you every chance they get, even in the half court. So there's Marcus Damask, and he's dribbling. Oh, they come in there! Get rid of it! And then they take it.
It's such a good assessment, Stevie. I'm totally following you.
That is exactly what they do. So they ratchet it up, and we have to be able to, get the rebound, throw it to Terrence, and let him do his thing down the fast. We got to have transition points. And then we got to guard really, really hard because they're capable offensively. It's not like they're bad offensively. They're just great defensively. And they've got some big, thick guys in the middle. They don't like you coming in there. So we'll have to make the open look. And we're going to get some open looks. I think Iowa State gives up the most three-pointers in America because they take the ball.
Yep.
I think they're number one on turnovers. They take your ball.
Mm.
I'd say that. If we can stay 11, 12 turnovers max, I think we win. If you get to 14, 15, 16, Penn State, we had a really – it's Penn State on steroids. That's how quick they are.
Right.
They're that quick. So you just got – I thought Brad Underwood was lockjaw. Very serious. A couple of smiles. He was asked about Terrence Shannon.
Okay.
All of that, handled it very well. But he was
game face on.
His game face was on. He mm-hmm. knows he's about to enter a real battle. Speaking of which, Kenny will be up today.
Oh, good. I say Kenny.
You say battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
Kenny.
Yes! Oh! Oh! Flying Illini with flight number 33 arriving in Champaign.
Yes.
And then he hugs. Give me a hug, Kenny. Give me a hug.
Now, anybody remember, you're too young, January 21st or something, 1989, we hosted Georgia Tech.
Number 33, take it off.
Dick Vitale, ABC, National Television. The game went to two overtimes.
Bring down the Raptors, Mr. KB.
Hey, the Illini were number two, and Georgia Tech was ranked number one, and we won.
Man.
So guess who was number one the next day? This was a Sunday. And we were number one the next day. And Kendall Gill, during that game, injured his ankle.
Mm.
So we went up to Minneapolis Thursday, and Marcus Liberty started in place of Kendall. And we lost 69-62. So it was short-lived. But boy, on that Sunday afternoon, Kenny made that. Well, the game was over. Double overtime, we actually had a 10-point lead when he dunked on. But he's a Hall of Famer. He was inducted in the U of I Hall of Fame last year, Kenny Battle. So he'll jump on after 8 this morning.
The Flying Illini with Kendall Gill, Steve Bardo, Lowell Hamilton, Nick Anderson, Larry Smith, all on that team. Talks about P.J. Bowman and Marcus Liberty also.
Yeah, Marcus was really good. P.J. Bowman played at Centennial. And he was a really prominent part. I think P.J. Bowman went on to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, Stephen Bartle, Kendall Gill, Nick Anderson, Lowell Hamilton, and...
Illinois eventually fell to national champion Michigan, 83-61.
Beat him twice.
I see.
The last game we played up in Ann Arbor, last regular season game we played in Ann Arbor, I think we beat him by 20. And then we got him in the final. Glenn Robinson was the guy. And, of course, they went on and won the national title.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
That was a 31-5 season with Lou Henson.
But, you know,
14-4 in the Big Ten.
We didn't win the Big Ten regular season. Indiana was 15-3.
Wow. Well, that's a great teams then.
Yeah, there were Purdue was right there as well. All right, Brad met the media yesterday.
You felt like we handled business, took care of what we needed to take care of in Omaha. Two very good opponents. You know, and I thought, other than the start of the Moorhead game, I thought we played pretty well. On to a very, very good Iowa State team. Obviously, the number one defense in college basketball. They do that for a reason. TJ has done just an outstanding job of getting these guys to play so very hard. It's very impressive. You know, as a coach, I watch their team. I know what they emphasize. I know what they work on. You know, you beat a number one seed Houston twice, and that's very, very impressive. Obviously, winning the Big 12 tournament, which was the number one rated conference this year. So my hat's off to Iowa State, to TJ, to that group, and they're led by two very, very good guards, very athletic, and a team that, like I said, obviously causes teams a lot of problems scoring. So we'll have to be very good. Excited for the opportunity.
I'm not sure booty ball works tonight because it's going to be double team. Then you've got to be good enough to know where you're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they scramble back, recover very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to swing, swing, swing. And then somebody's going to have a really good look if we do that well. But then you got to make it.
Yeah.
So and then they're susceptible to us getting offensive rebounds.
That's right.
So that's one of the things we've got to take advantage of. Quincy, I need you. 11. I need 11 rebounds. 5 on the offensive board. Come on. Quincy Guerrier is going to play a pretty big role. We just got to get the ball. And I think Dane Danger is going to have to play a little bit to get some rebounds for me, too.
Okay. Well, we'll start out the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16 round with 6 o'clock game, number 6 Clemson and number 2 Arizona. San Diego State, the number 5 seed, takes on number 1 UConn.
Yeah.
And then number 4 Alabama and number 1 North Carolina. Our game, 9:09 tip from Boston against Iowa State, a number 2 seed. We're number 3 seed in that East region. Of course, our Illini women in Tulsa, and that's a 6:30 start. If you want to enjoy the festivities with the double viewing, doors open at 6 at the State Farm Center, and everything is free.
Not the food.
Right, yeah. If you want concessions. But if you're, you know, one of the first 300 or so fans, you can get a free hot dog.
Good starter.
It could be a fun start for the kids. Jackson Buchanan, congratulations, Big Ten Golfer of the Week. Fourth time for him and second this season. And, of course, Major League Baseball starts today. St. Louis Cardinals with the L.A. Dodgers with a 3:10 start. Over on U.S. 105.9, it's the Cubs and Texas Rangers after 6:30.
Our weather brought to you by Busey since 1868. Busey, member FDIC, your Fox Business Minute coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nevis Saturday. Nice days worth of weather. Next couple, for that matter, with a moderating trend in temperatures. There'll be some wet weather to contend with over the Easter holiday weekend, especially Saturday and Sunday. There'll be a brief cool down by mid next week with further warming thereafter. Sunshine not as cool this afternoon with a high of about 57, a west southwesterly wind. A few clouds for tonight, 37. Tomorrow, partly sunny, milder. Good Friday high at 67 on a southwest to south wind. Shower, thunderstorm breakout tomorrow night. Iffy early tomorrow evening, more so by midnight tomorrow night with a low down at 52 and a breezy, mild Saturday with a shower, thunderstorm in spots in the morning, more so for the afternoon. Highs close to 70. A couple of showers and thunderstorms break out Sunday afternoon and Easter Sunday high 64. 68 with showers and thunderstorms for the day on Monday. Lingering shower Tuesday morning at 57 and a partly sunny afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s on Wednesday. Sunshine next Thursday into the lower 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walgreens Boots Alliance is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings and revenue came in better than Wall Street expected, though it's offering a more cautious forecast for this year, citing a challenging retail environment. Walgreens is attempting to cut $1 billion in costs this year. Shares are up more than 3.5%. Amazon is investing $2.75 billion in artificial intelligence startup Anthropic, making its total investment in the business $4 billion. It's a move to help Amazon compete with Microsoft, Google, and others for artificial intelligence business. Two companies that were spin-offs from other big businesses are about to join the S&P 500 as of next week. GE Vernova, the power generation business of GE, and Solventum, the healthcare business of 3M. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Pozzola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Wonder where Dane Danger sleeps. Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica Living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at pacificaongreen.com. And I truly believe that when we did that commercial with Dane Danger,
yes,
he wasn't coming back.
Mm.
I'm just speculating. I don't know. I'm just speculating because he wasn't playing.
Okay.
He's playing like 3 minutes a game.
Mm.
And so what did Dane Danger do? And I kept raving about, remember I told you, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
What a good man. This is a good, calm, good guy. And
I can't imagine being the opponent and seeing him coming at you. He doesn't stop.
And
like
so,
a bulldozer.
But he really hadn't played. So obviously he's going to check his options, right? Anybody would.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he comes into the Ohio State game in the Big Ten tournament on Friday when we're going to lose the game. And he wins the game.
It turned it around.
Dane Danger won the game.
Got some momentum going for us.
Yep. Didn't play much Saturday. And then, again, huge impact Sunday when we beat mm-hmm. Wisconsin. So he wasn't a factor in the Nebraska game because it was just a different kind of game. We blew him out in the second half. We came 15 down. It was just up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But Dane has just had a huge, huge role. Played great in two games in the NCAA tournament. And we need him tonight. So Dane Danger. Now how do you feel about him?
That's right.
You want him back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I thought about doing a $1,000 contest to anybody who can get our starting lineup next year set by July 30th.
Okay. Good luck with that.
I mean, you're not even sure he's on campus, right?
Right, right.
By July 30, you ought to know. And then you got to figure out who's starting. And again, Brad doesn't really care about who starts, who finishes. But it's just the point is, I don't know, because we're going to have somebody named Marcus Dominski next year. All right.
Right.
I mean, it's just another guy.
You never know.
And boy, do we, the portal is loaded.
Right.
And obviously, the better we do in this, the higher visibility, the more desire to come here. That's how it works. When you see your coach or the super soaker, don't think that doesn't have an impact. You want to play there. Now, everybody will tell you, he'll talk to players. People will talk to, well, he gets on you. Yeah, but he makes you better because you look at the development. How much better is Dane Danger than a year ago?
A lot. For sure.
How about Marcus Damask when he started, you know, kind of drifting through the first part of the season, mm-hmm. 8 or 10 points, pretty good, but not this. Terrence Shannon. How much better is Terrence Shannon than a year ago, October? He was good.
Right.
He was a good player. Nothing like this. So I develop players. That's a huge deal. And so all these portal people, I know they don't want to worry about the assistants are dealing with it because they've got to feel right. The thing.
We've got to focus on the Sweet 16,
well,
obviously.
Basketball team's got to focus on this because all of them are gone next year. A whole bunch are gone.
Right.
And we might have transfers.
But sometimes you hear these whispers. Indiana State University, that Robbie Avila is from Oak Forest, Illinois. He's 20 years old. He's 6'10".
What do we need? I think we need guards and scorers.
Okay.
We've got, if Dane comes back, and then you got this Merez Johnson, who's the number one basketball player in Illinois. He's going to be a big man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Armani. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
Does Dre stay? I mean, he looks like he could be really good for us. But again, you just don't know. I mean, Patrick McCaffrey is transferring. That's his dad's team.
Wow.
And then Porter, the other guy that I think saw the writing on the wall with the Moline kids, that he might not get as much playing time so easily. So, I mean, everybody's said we might have guys. I mean, that we just don't know. So, anyway, it's game on tonight, 9:09, go Illini.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday. John Decker standing by. We will talk with Gray Television. Who's Gray? I wish they had a TV in the market.
Yeah.
We have Sinclair and Nexstar. But Gray's doing a good job. They're the second or third largest TV group. They're like 150 stations or something.
Wow.
And John Decker's their man. He's the national correspondent, White House correspondent. We love picking his brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's a journalist. You don't know how he votes. That's what I want out of my journalism.
That's right.
And the gets confusing when you have anchors that are really more editorial.
Yeah.
That look like news anchors. Mm-hmm. They're not, and some people try to distinguish. So we'll get into that coming up. Kenny Battle coming up after 8 this morning.
Sounds good.
We'll cover the fact that you can go and enjoy the State Farm and watch it on the big screen if you want for free. Free parking, free entrance, all that tonight.
Yeah, Cassie Arner's going to be on to tell us more details about that.
And how about Tim Onstott yesterday came to our station in Philo.
Rockstar on the grill.
Pitmaster.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him later today. Boy, he did a lot of work. And what we saw was a real, real professional in the world of competition for chicken, pork, ribs, and brisket. Best rib I've ever eaten was yesterday.
Best everything I've ever eaten.
Well, Christian said it was three of the four things that's the best he's ever had.
So tender.
And presented well.
Yes.
There's a presentation, then it's taste.
We had scorecards.
I know.
We were judges. It was official.
You have to score 2 through 9, and some of us wanted to give him an 8 and just couldn't figure it out. I don't know how you do.
Right.
It was absolutely beautiful. And delicious. All right, more on that coming up at 7:28. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. We'll be right back.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A 7-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department. Presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division. Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
I'm Liz Klayman.
Sponsored by AbbVie.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Shipping and supply chain operators meet with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today about coordinating efforts to keep everything moving while the Port of Baltimore is closed by a bridge collapse caused by a cargo ship collision. The bodies of two workers are recovered. Four others are still in the water.
They believe that the wreckage underneath the water is so hazardous towards the divers, they're going to move to the salvage effort to start trying to get cranes out here on barges to remove that. The Dolly ship, there's about 4,700 containers on there. 56 were holding hazardous materials, and some have leaks.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Four people are dead, seven injured in a stabbing spree across several locations in Rockford, Illinois.
We do have a suspect in custody.
A 22-year-old man, Police Chief Carla Redd, says not all the victims were stabbed. One who died was a mail carrier. Rockford's mayor calls it a random and senseless act of violence. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Macon County authorities warning residents about a new scam that warns residents of unpaid tolls with the Illinois Tollway. Macon County law enforcement officials say the text is a scam and residents should not click on the link. Illinois State Police are ramping up efforts to recruit more women for the force. They've announced their goal is to have 30% of state police cadets be women by the year 2030. They say recruitment for law enforcement's down everywhere, and the force has launched a social media campaign to inform potential recruits of the opportunities with the state police. Watch party at State Farm Center in Champaign is planned today for the Illinois basketball doubleheader. Both NCAA tournament games for the Fighting Illini men's and women's basketball teams are going to be shown on the video board at the center. Gates open at 6 tonight. Admission to the event is free. Might be a great time to grab a gang of folks. Enjoy the game tonight. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. We check our weather, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday. Nice couple of days worth of weather ahead as we get into the start of the Easter holiday weekend. There'll be some wet weather at times over the weekend and a more significant outbreak of shower and thunderstorm business for early next week. Temperatures continuing the trend of a milder, more spring-like go of it. Slight cooling expected first half of next week. Another wind-blown big warm-up slated later next week. Kind of just what the weather doctor ordered on what may be over the next 4 or 5 days, another inch or two in some areas of East Central Illinois in the old rainfall gauge. No rain today, mostly sunny skies, although north of Champaign County and Vermilion County, there's some clouds and a few sprinkles and snowflakes showing up here for the morning hours. That's north of Champaign. Mostly sunny sky. Otherwise, temperatures moderate to about 57 on a west-southwesterly wind, 37 tonight, partly sunny, milder for Good Friday at 67. Shower thunderstorm chances Saturday afternoon, the high near 70. Showers back in for Sunday afternoon with a high up to 65. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgang.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press room!
John Decker! John Decker!
Yes! Children on combines singing the theme.
John Decker!
There he is, great television's White House correspondent, national correspondent, man on the move constantly. It's John Decker. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, Stevie. How are you doing today? You having a good week?
Yeah, we were all kind of jacked up for a 9-10, 10-10 Eastern time from the Garden. Mm-hmm. Illinois takes on a tough Iowa State team. So We've been kind of flying high because we haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 19 years. So this is just really, really a fun week for us. Now, we know we got our hands full this weekend, but hopefully we can get to the weekend and beat Iowa State. It's going to be a good game. But they trap and they it's that kind of hectic kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So
well, it'll be a great game.
It'll be a fun game. All right, Mr. White House correspondent, we have Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and I have said forever, and I will stand by it, Joe Biden's not going to be their candidate, but I'm now starting to sound a little weird because it doesn't appear like it's going to be Trump-Biden. What do you make of the polls?
What I make of the polls, that it's what I've said all along. You know, it's going to be an exceptionally close race. What I'm talking about when I say that is this. So 2016, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, they win with 306 electoral college votes. 4 years later, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win with exactly 306 electoral college votes. Whoever wins this election cycle will win with fewer electoral college votes. That's what I mean when I say it's going to be a very close election.
Okay. What impact, if any, will Robert Kennedy Jr. have on this race?
Too soon to say. First of all, we don't know how many states that he will be on the ballot. Some of those states will be battleground states. So it's too soon to make a determination as to whether or not he's going to actually be a real spoiler. That's all he can be in this race. In 2024, I say that's all he can be, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. cannot win the White House, cannot win the presidency. That is pretty clear. But he will take votes away from Joe Biden and perhaps also Donald Trump. I think that's the reason why you saw criticism leveled this week against RFK Jr. by both Democrats as well as the Trump campaign.
Did he pick the woman for vice president because of money?
It seems as if that's the case, but, you know, when you think about the person who is number two on your ticket, it's typically somebody who could step in and be president of the United States. I think that in that regard, it was a very weak choice by RFK Jr. You know, I mean, when you, what do we know about this person? Could she just, you know, if something were to happen to RFK Jr. in that likelihood that he is president, I don't see that happening. Could she fulfill the duties of president of the United States? Does she have any experience in foreign policy and domestic policy? I think the answer to that is no, she doesn't. So that's why I say it was a weak choice in that regard for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, you do want to pick somebody, I guess, that you feel comfortable that if something did happen, God forbid, to the president, that they can do it. And of course, then again, the names being floated were Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Jesse Ventura was at least a governor.
He was a governor, though, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So that made sense, you know, as far as a possibility. But I'm guessing they both declined. I think that, you know, for Aaron Rodgers, he's focused on, you know, the start of the NFL season and trying to take the New York Jets to the playoffs. He's not thinking about being number two on a ticket with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Right. So I guess we'll wait and see. But if they get on all the ballots, does that help Donald Trump more than Joe Biden?
I think that's right. I mean, look, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. comes from, you know, one of the storied names in Democratic politics. He comes from the Kennedy family. And, you know, if you're a Democrat, maybe you think you don't want to vote for Joe Biden. You don't want to vote for Donald Trump. Here's your off-ramp. You can vote for RFK Jr. So I think that's right. But I also found it telling that the Trump campaign and Donald Trump also criticizing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this past week on the day that he announced his running mate.
Mm. Okay. And one thing's for sure. He would win. RFK Jr. would win if the competition was about push-ups.
Yeah, that's right. He's in good shape. His running mate's in good shape. So if that's the arbiter in terms of who we want as president, I think he's got, you know, Biden and Trump beat hands down for sure.
You can't help be impressed when he had a shirt off. I mean, come on, man. How do you have a six-pack when you're
come on, man.
Is he 67, 68? How old is Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean,
I'm going to leave it to you to Google that while we talk.
I'm on it.
But, you know, in this league, he's junior, man. He really is junior. I mean, you're talking about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. He's a youngster. The guy's in his 60s. That's really young.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, compared to those two.
The passing of Joe Lieberman. I always liked Joe Lieberman.
Robert Kennedy, by the way, 70.
70, okay. Well,
70,
pretty,
okay.
Pretty good.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Pretty good app for 70. 70, yeah.
I agree.
Joe Lieberman was Al Gore's vice president. He left the Democratic Party. But I always liked him. I thought of him as, you know, a guy I wouldn't necessarily agree with, but I liked.
Yeah, I mean, he was a foreign policy hawk, always very much focused on national security issues. And he is and was a giant in Connecticut politics. 36 years as the state's attorney general, 20 years as a U.S. senator, elevated to national prominence when Al Gore puts him on the ticket in 2000. And, you know, there are... I can't think of a Democrat like Joe Biden, like Joe Lieberman, I should say, that exists in the Democratic Party today. You know, the Democratic Party today looks nothing like it looked like way back in 2000 when he was on the ticket with Al Gore. And, you know, that I think is too bad, you know, because he represents a voice that you don't hear that often in Democrat or see that often in Democratic politics, a voice that's very strong on national security issues. Someone who doesn't, you know, just go with the progressive point of view on things as it relates to social policy. And he really, when he said something, he really believed it. He wasn't a politician who just put his, you know, finger up to see which way the wind was blowing. He really believed what he said. And I think that that type of politician and public servant is really missing in America today.
It just doesn't exist. I mean, you had the Paul Simons of the world. Again, a guy that you didn't agree with the policies all the time, but you could talk to him. It just seems now that if you don't agree, you're some name called, right? I mean, it's like bigot, homophobe, whatever the word is. It's just changed so much. The vitriol and the actual hate is these guys wouldn't like that. None of them did.
Oh, agree 100%. You know, and you know that's the reason why ultimately he left the Democratic Party. Joe Lieberman did, a registered independent, one of the founders of that No Labels political group. But, you know, still very much active, you know, writing op-eds for the Wall Street Journal, talking about issues related to Israel's security, and, you know, very much active as a person trying to frame America's foreign policy. So sad, you know, 82 years old, he had a fall. And we all know, you know, when you're older, you know, your bones are just, you know, not as strong. You know, a fall can have a major impact on someone who's elderly, you know, and I think that what happened with Joe Biden is indicative of that.
82 doesn't sound old anymore, does it? Man.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It really doesn't. Not at all.
All right. What was the Joe Biden New York City fundraiser? I don't think I'm briefed on that. What happened there?
Yeah, well, it's tonight. It's a huge fundraiser tonight. So I'm going to be at the White House shortly. Then the president leaves in the late morning. He's going up to New York City. Fundraiser expected to raise, Stevie, $10 million. It's at Radio City Music Hall. It will feature not only the president and the first lady, but also two former presidents, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. Every ticket sold out. And when you talk about the race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, there's no doubt in terms of who the front runner is in terms of raising money. It is Joe Biden. He has $71 million cash on hand at the beginning part of this month. Donald Trump, by contrast, his campaign has less than half of that. So this fundraiser tonight will only add to that total that Joe Biden has. And it's the end of the quarter as far as reporting fundraising numbers is concerned. And so this is a good way to close out your quarter.
I know $10 million sounds like a lot, but in this game of presidential politics, don't you kind of need $1 billion? I mean, really?
It all adds up.
Yeah.
You know, a $10 million here, $10 million there, it adds up, you know. And that's the whole point of it. And, you know, by contrast, Donald Trump, you know, I don't know the percentage, but there is a percentage of the money that he's raising that is going to legal fees. And that's problematic for him. And they're not going away with this criminal trial set to begin just in a few weeks on April the 15th in Manhattan. So those legal fees really eating up a lot of the money that has been raised by the Trump campaign.
But Truth Social just made him a bazillionaire, didn't it? Hmm.
On paper, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you have to hold on to that for 6 months. So a lot can happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the stock market in 6 months' time. So we'll see. I think it was $3 billion windfall on paper. But we'll see where that stock stands 6 months from now. It hasn't made any money. It's lost money during the course of its time as a functioning company.
It's John Decker, White House correspondent for Gray Television, on the Tavins Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5, on this Thursday morning. Illinois plays tonight at 9:10, if everything runs on time.
9:10.
Pretty late.
9:10.
Hey, so yeah. I just don't. Every year, I probably think differently, but it feels like who's undecided. Right? I mean,
I don't know.
Who's undecided? don't we have our camps all set up and the people that don't know who they're voting for, do you even want them to vote? They won't have any idea. When you go to the beach during spring break and ask somebody about January 6th and said, yeah, Election Day, I'm all about it. I mean, they're not really tuned in, John. I'm not sure I was at that age, but holy cow, when you have no idea who Kamala Harris is at all, I don't know. I think
we've chosen our people. Yeah, I think the people know, you know, who they are. They know the choices. They know all of that. But, you know, they just haven't really decided yet who they're going to cast their ballot for. You know, those are the people that are indeed undecided. You know, and these are people, think about it this way. You know, there are people in 2016 who voted for Donald Trump who also voted for Barack Obama. Those are the people that you're trying to get. Those people that, you know, in any election cycle are not wedded to one political party. They just look at the two candidates before them and decide, okay, of these two, I got to make a choice. Who am I going to vote for? And, you know, for some people, you know, in 2016, they said, you know what, a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I'm going with Trump. You know, even though I went for Barack Obama, you know, back in 2008 and 2012. So it's an interesting type of voter that we're talking about here, but those are the types of voters that really will decide who wins in 2024.
But the dynamics are so unbelievably unusual. You have a guy who actually has a track record, he was a president, and then you have somebody that things just aren't going well. No matter what the White House says, the majority of Americans don't believe we're heading the right direction. So you've got that. You've got gas prices rising again. You got crime through the roof. You got a border that's open. So if you ask people, how's it going? It's not really good. So the only thing you can say is Donald Trump's the devil. He's Hitler. I mean, that's all you got.
I don't attend all the fundraisers for President Biden. I go to some as a reporter. I'm not spending money, you know, to help out Joe Biden.
Right.
But, you know, as a reporter, I cover them. And, you know, the ones that I don't cover, I read the transcript. And that is the message that he delivers, the one that you just said, Stevie, to those audiences that eat it up, you know, that he doesn't say Donald Trump is the devil, but pretty much close to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you need to do sometimes in these types of elections, is to tear down your opponent. And it happens at the presidential level. It happens, you know, at the congressional level sometimes. That's the way sometimes what you need to do to win, and we're going to see some of that this election cycle from both sides, from both the Trump campaign and also the Biden campaign.
Well, again, you believe it's unprecedented, the situation we're in, the dynamics of it. No two are ever alike, but man, it feels like some serious urgency on this one.
Well, I think you're right about that. Every election cycle, I hear the same thing, Stevie. This is the most consequential election of our lifetime. We've heard that so many different election cycles, year after year. And this one, is it more consequential than the last one? Yeah, I leave that up to people to decide, but they're all consequential, I think. There's never a perfect moment in time where they're not consequential, where you could flip a coin and either one will do. You have a real choice here between Joe Biden, his policies that he's pursued and would continue to pursue versus Donald Trump. And we know his record as president for 4 years. Have to factor that in. And, you know, that's what people do. So less than 8 months to go, Stevie, until Election Day for people to make those choices who have not yet made that choice.
And you're outside of health issues or something we don't want to happen to Joe Biden. You're confident it is Biden Trump.
I lost you there, Stevie. There?
I was saying outside of health or anything like that, which we don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Yeah, it's a rematch.
But it's a rematch. There's no doubt in your mind because Stevie J's sticking with it. Ain't Biden. Staying with it, man.
I like that you're staying with it because you're going to be – look, you're that 1% out there, and you never know. It's like a horse race. It's not always the favorite who wins. It's sometimes the long shot, you know, and there's big payoff, so – I like that you're sticking by your long shot, but I think it's going to be this rematch. Mm. The dynamics are so different. You know, now it's Joe Biden who's the incumbent, and it's Donald Trump who's the challenger, even though he essentially is running as an incumbent. But yeah, the dynamics are a lot different, and that's the reason why the Electoral College map is going to look different in 2024.
Okay. First rematch, by the way, the same two people since 56, Eisenhower, Adlai Stevenson, I think? Mm.
Yes. Back yep.
in the, and Adlai's from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
And his son, Adlai Stevenson, not his, I think it was his grandson. It was Adlai Stevenson, like the third, that owned one of our radio stations that we currently own now.
Oh, wow.
Really? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's a 105.9, I think, was Adlai Stevenson's. And anyway, yeah. We'll see, but John Decker's on the know, and he knows, man. He's everywhere. He casually says, yeah, when I go to the White House later. Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah. I think it's just like, bring the old guy to work with you, Day, and you see if you can get me in the White House with you.
Right.
That would really be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what, Steve? You make it to Washington, D.C., I'm going to roll out the red carpet for you. Yesterday, we had an anchor from one of our television stations in Birmingham, Alabama. He came with his wife, his three young boys. I got him into the White House.
Wow.
I showed him the briefing room, and, you know, took lots of pictures with them, and so
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Make it to DC, you and Diane, you got it.
Hey, listen, I'm sure everybody looks at the briefing room and goes, it's so small.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think they could branch out and maybe knock out a wall or something? John, we appreciate you very much. Thanks for being on. Thank you as always.
Go Illini. Thank you, Stevie. I'll be watching tonight, pulling for the Illini tonight to make it to the Elite Eight.
Yes.
Move on in this effort to make it to the Final Four. Remind me, who was the coach? It's going to kill me if I can't think. Who was the coach that took the Illini to their last Final Four?
Lou Henson.
There you go. And you also coached at Arizona. Am I mistaken?
No, New Mexico State.
Oh, yeah. New Mexico.
I think he's the only guy in America that has two basketball courts named after him. Mm-hmm. Lou Henson Court and down in Las Cruces, and Lou Henson Court, Henson Court.
Lou and Stevie were tight.
Yeah. Well,
can I throw in a little bit of trivia for you?
Yeah.
A little bit of trivia for you. My great uncle. So the reason why he's my great uncle, it's my grandmother's brother. Mm. He's since passed away, but he has a court named after him.
Wow.
Temple University.
No
he's
kidding.
In the Basketball Hall of Fame for coaching.
No
yes,
kidding.
Sir.
No kidding.
So, that's really
awesome.
Proud of that. Yeah.
The Owls.
Yeah,
the
cool.
Temple Owls.
The Temple Owls, He took his team to the Final Four, won NIT championships, Basketball Hall of Fame. Very cool. Unfortunately, that gene for basketball did not make it down to me, but very proud of him.
It's John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane. Have a great day, great week, and we'll talk next week for sure.
You too.
John Decker, White House correspondent, Great Television. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
They remind you, they've got some fun activities on Friday. You could have the free senior creative connections with family service. There's an open gym volleyball in the evening. Details at urbanaparks.org.
Nathaniel's son coming up.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday. Nice couple of days worth of weather ahead as we get into the start of the Easter holiday weekend. There'll be some wet weather at times over the weekend and a more significant outbreak of shower and thunderstorm business for early next week. Temperatures continuing the trend of a milder, more spring-like go of it. Slight cooling expected first half of next week. Another wind-blown big warm-up slated later next week. Kind of just what the weather doctor ordered on what may be over the next 4 or 5 days. Another inch or two in some areas of East Central Illinois. In the old rainfall gauge. No rain today, mostly sunny skies, although north of Champaign County and Vermilion County, there's some clouds and a few sprinkles and snowflakes showing up here for the morning hours. That's north of Champaign. Mostly sunny sky. Otherwise, temperatures moderate to about 57 on a west-southwesterly wind. 37 tonight, partly sunny. Milder for Good Friday at 67. Shower thunderstorm chances Saturday afternoon, the high near 70. Showers back in for Sunday afternoon with a high up to 65. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Illini football star Isaiah Williams on why he lives at Pacifica on Green in Champaign.
Everything is literally luxury, and the price that you get in this stuff for is crazy. Like one of the nicest apartments complex I've seen, from the moment you walk into the building to the elevators to when you get in the room. Everything is just luxury, top notch, and you're getting it for a good price.
To learn more about it or book a tour, go to PacificOnGreen.com. Kenny Battle coming up on Thursdays. We call Nathaniel Sun in Chicago because he's my son, and so you know who he is.
That's
his
right.
name, Nathaniel Sun in That's Chicago. Right. Nathaniel Sun, how are you?
No, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter a few days early.
Yeah, we're in the zone.
Indeed. Easter is quickly approaching, so hope everyone has plans. And today we're going to discuss a little bit of the history of one of the components of Easter, and one that some could argue has actually become more popular than the real reason for Easter, and that is the Easter Bunny.
Yay!
Easter egg hunt. Well, now, searching for Easter eggs has actually been a popular tradition since about the 17th century in Europe, Germany more specifically. However, the prudent farmer will tell you that rabbits don't lay eggs, and they're absolutely correct. Now, interestingly enough, rabbits and eggs separately have long been the symbols of fertility. The rabbits, for their incredible ability to breed multiple embryos during one pregnancy and their short gestational period. Eggs, for their pure imagery and symbolism of new life. Going back to ancient Greece, the goddess Aphrodite, who was the goddess of love, was almost always associated with a rabbit or a hare, as they were known back then. Mm-hmm. Now, over the course of history, as each more popular holiday, the rabbit and egg slowly became integrated. And as it became even more secular, the eggs and searching for them became a tradition. Now, fast forward to the United States today, where we still search for eggs, but now we include things like chocolate and dollars. But we can all rest assured that the symbolism of the rabbit and the egg do line up with the original intent of Easter, being new life and resurrection.
Well, I knew they were prolific. Remember the gestation of a rabbit? We talked about that a few years ago, mm-hmm. a few weeks ago,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah. It's short.
Correct. It's very short. And they also have this thing, it's called super conception, where they can breed even multiple pregnancies or have overlapping pregnancies.
It's crazy. But it all comes back to the new life, and the symbolism of the egg is in the resurrection of Jesus, which is what Easter is all about. The most important Christian holiday is Easter. We would not celebrate Christmas without Easter. Incredible.
That's right.
Wonderful. Did you know Nathaniel's son in Chicago? Great work.
Thanks, all. See you soon.
Happy Easter.
That's Nathaniel's son in Chicago, feature called Did You Know on this day before Good Friday.
I was just looking about the treats and things like that in the Easter eggs. Of course, all the candy that mm-hmm. we get. And it just seems like I remember that one time, Stevie, when your dog actually got into yeah. your Easter egg basket while you were at church.
Nicknamed him Candy Isle after that, but we were able to get him to regurgitate it. That's Did You Know, Nathaniel's son, ESPN 93.5.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens His welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit His house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put his arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.